back in the car and running the new version of Audio Boom, which should expend the amount of time that I've got, and also I guess might have some bug fixes in there. So quickly, as I drive back home, I've just been thinking a little bit further ahead and thinking about suppression of social grids and the Facebook and the Twitter sort of era, and if the current conferences of today with those savvy enough to A, create revenue to be able to get to these venues via travel and obviously be able to afford it to get in and stuff like that. They are very niche right now because it does adhere to a certain type of person with a certain type of commitment in terms of listening and intelligence to take in these various models and ways of working and concepts at, you know, these digital conferences. But I was just starting to think, maybe we're just touching the iceberg here. Maybe in the future, in the near future, or maybe in the next 5-10 years, maybe, if data is increasing in size every 72 hours, and if it's going to get increasingly more difficult to filter the noise between the good stuff, and you're going to need more of an astute and tempered social web of trusted individuals, will it be eventually that we won't be swapping business cards, but we'll be swapping security cards or different levels of encryption, or, you know, cards, calling cards for each country? Will we go back to an almost BBS blue boxing type of culture where we will be discovery of ways to get in and out of networks? Will it sort of use a lot of the concepts from a long time ago, being able to box out onto operator lines? Very matrixy, I know, in approach, but if there's lots of social stuff going on the web, I'm sure there's also a massive number of anti-social stuff coming on the web. And it's almost like having the dark and the light side of the force. And ultimately, if the money is in the dark side in terms of money and corruption and power, then those living between the digital infrastructure, the ones that have cultivated their own organic communication methods by being able to relay it, bounce it, quantum cryptography even. It's a scary, brave new world out there. Make or break countries with falsely made imagery and context. Faking social grids. Quite scary, isn't it, really, when you think about it? For the savvy individual to validate those social connections by actually meeting up with people. It's got me deep in thought, and all I really wanted was soup and some chicken balls, and now all I can think about is China's big firewall, the great firewall of China. I don't know, bit of late night thought for you. I'm tired, all that travelling brings out the paranoia and the on-edge living that a digital vagrant possesses while surfing through the tubes of the interwebs. It's a brave new world, people, and it's re-engineering itself like a organic strand of digital matter every single day.